It's very nice to be here again. We've had some traffic back and forth, Baruch Hashem, and very happy with Talmidim that came here and came from here. It reminds me, I guess, for some reason that keeps popping in my head. I lived many years now as a Bira, and on Shmuel HaNavi, there was a little store, a tiny store, that advertised himself as a sort of department store of some sort. And he used to have a sign, Chanut Ktana Bakol Yeshba. Small store, but everything you want, you get. It's not a big yeshiva, but Baruch Hashem seems to be the warmth, the learning, the personal interaction, everything. It's Baruch Hashem, a very, very special place, and you see it from Talmidim and so on. Parasha Shmos is an extraordinary parasha. It marks a turning point to Klal Yisrael, but much more than a turning point to Klal Yisrael, it's really a prototype for a lot of inyanim that are personally also negia. I want to start with the Ramban in the beginning of Shmos. The Ramban speaks as a hakdama to Shmos. He's coming off a siyum from Breishis. He says, Hishlum akosuv sefer Breishis, shu sefer yitzira b'chidush ha'olam yitziras kol noitza. He finished sefer Breishis, which deals with creation and beginning of everything. Ubemikra avos kulam shem ke'en yitzir lazarim, and everything that the avos did was sort of a prototype for everything that happened to the children. Mipnei shekol mikrehem tziur dvarim lirmos l'diyah kol asad lavadam. Everything the avos did is sort of a model which is going to follow later by the children. And this is pretty much what he says at the end of Bereishis. But then he says, when he finishes that sefer, he starts Sefer Shmos. It's the first Golus, and all Golusin come from this. And he says, V'hine ha-Golus einen en lishlam, ad yom shuvam el mikomam vel mailas avoseyem yeshuvu. The Golus is not over when they leave Mitzrayim. The Golus is over when they come back and they become the others are and to back with others were. So the Ramban is basically saying that Golus and Geula is when a person lost something and then he comes back and regains what he lost. The others planted a seed, that seed disappeared, didn't seem to go anywhere, and eventually when they built the Mishkan, his point is that Matan Torah and the Mishkan, that was the Geula Shleima, and that's why Sefer Shmos finishes with that. I'm going to focus on a point here in the middle. Let's go to another Pasuk. Further on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to go and to be Goel Klal Yisrael. I'm going to tell them, the God of your avos sent me to you. Yes, the same God that we're talking about of Rami Yaakov. They're going to tell me, Mashmo, what's his name? Ma'omale, what should I tell him? So it says, first he told him, Eke Asher Eke, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. And then he says, Kosom Le'Yisrael Eke Shlachani Aleichem. And then, Vayoyim Oida Le'isha, Koysem of Le'Yisrael, Hashem Elkei Abiseichem, Elkei Avram, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, Shlachani Aleichem. Okay, I mean, he just got through, for whatever reason, Moshe said, if I come with the calling card that says, Elkei Abiseichem, Shlachani Aleichem, they're going to tell me Mashmo. We don't recognize. It's not a. We don't recognize the signature. It's not the Kelav Esechem doesn't not our dictionary. So he said, fine. Give them the Shem Eke, Eke Asher Eke, and then Eke. So he says, fine. So let me sum up. Koysam Leisrael Hashem Lekev Esechem Kevrom Kitz Yaakov Shachani Aleichem. So I don't understand. I mean, he just got through saying, then again, you just got through telling me it's not going to work, that they're not willing to accept Hashem Elokei HaSeichem. And they need a new name, he gave me Eke, and it's gone, forgotten about. What's the pshat? So it's obviously it's a very deep opinion, and it's something we need to explain a little bit about. Let's start with, first of all, the name Yudke Vavke means Hoya Hoive V'yir. Hashem was, Hashem is, Hashem will be. We talk about Hashem Yimloch. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in three different tenses: past, present, and future. L'chura, there's a big difference between the two in terms of a statement of testimony. I can say, yes, I look around the Bria, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bor Olam. There has to be Bor Olam. Klum yesh bir bli balavayis. So that statement makes sense. When I say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Maniga Olam, I'm testifying about something I see. So just like if I say I have a table here, that's I'm saying a statement of fact. When I say that somebody must have made this table, I'm saying a statement of fact. When I say that this table is going to be here tomorrow, what am I saying? I'm saying that I evaluate the chances based on somebody pushing it away versus someone not pushing away. Probably better chance nobody's going to push away. I can't really say a statement that's a meaningful statement. A hope, a wish, a belief, whatever that means. So when we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's Hoya Hoive V'yir, what does it mean? What kind of description of year is there? Let me go a step further. Chazal say over here that all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are based on his hanhagis, his interaction with us. When I'm Rachum, I'm called this name. When I'm Chana, I'm called this name. When I take Din from Mishraim, I'm called this name. All the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're about his interaction. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world is an important interaction that's relevant today. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manig Olamos. The future, what is there a meaningful element to that? That's a question I'd like to consider when we talk about Asit. Let's take another interesting Nekuda. When we speak in language, we speak, when I express a statement and I say, I arrived yesterday, that statement is meaningful as is. It's a fact that happened, I'm stating it. When I say that I'm here now in the yeshiva, that statement is meaningful. When I say tomorrow I will be somewhere else, that statement is very different than the first two statements. It's not a statement of fact. It's like we said before, it's an evaluation of reasonable expectation, of statistics. When I say I believe I'll be in this place tomorrow, what do I mean really I believe? It means based on everything I experienced till now, I assume it's going to happen tomorrow. I can say the chances are 1, 10, 100, whatever it is. But it's not more than that. It's a very different type of statement. It's interesting that in the English language, there's actual consideration for it. When I say the future tense, I use the word will. I will do this. Really, if you wanna figure out what the word means, it means that right now, I wish to be tomorrow in this place. That's a meaningful statement. I can say tomorrow I wish to be in this place, and therefore I will be in this place. In other words, the word I will, meaning loshen rotzen, I will be in this place because I would like to be in this place. I can't say anything more than that. So we even express in our language that when we speak about a future tense, we're not speaking about a metzias. We're speaking of something that will be. We're saying something I would like to be. So when we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Asidos, what exactly are we talking about? It's fascinating that a Navi is a Navi is validated not by a Nes, according to Rambam, but he's validated by predicting the future. So the very important piece of the puzzle, and yet it's hard to put a finger on it. So let's understand a little bit what we mean by Eke a Hanhaga v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the future is Nogea now. Let's take an example. I walk into the bank and I am trying to buy an apartment. A small apartment for like $1.5 million, something like that. You know, it's a small little, you know, 2.5 bedroom apartment. So the bank says, okay, let's take a look at the assets you're committing. The apartment is worth that, or at least you get the price for it. I don't know if it's worth it, but you get the price for it. That's a good statement. So I have this mortgage, I can take the apartment back, plus you have some other assets. So basically, I'm lending you money on what there is. A common loan is based on what exists, except you have it in frozen assets, I will give it to you in liquid assets. Fine. There's another hechatimtza. I come to a private investor and I say, look at this plan. It's amazing. If I'm able to build a factory here and produce this thing, which is such a good son and so forth, it's going to make a lot of money. The person borrows al smach a future. And if it's, you know, if the person believes and feels that it's good, I can actually make use of the future now. What I'm doing in effect is I'm taking tomorrow and sort of mortgaging it for today and making use of it. That's a way in a physical world that we take a future and sort of bring it into the present. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has certain hanhagis. Midas Adin is here and now. Basher Hu Sham. That's Midas Adin. And if you don't deserve, you don't deserve, and nothing's happening. There's Schus Avis. There is what, don't look at me. Yes, now I did an Avera, but I've done so many good things. Take the whole thing. So that's also Hanhaga. It's an Hanhaga where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Avar into account. When we have a Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah, or Yom HaDin at the end of a person's life, we don't take only Basher Hashem into consideration, we take the Avar also into consideration. All of it is part of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu added a Midah of Rachmim, that I can take the future into consideration also. And if a person commits to keeping the future sincerely, I can draw on that. I can ask for something now for tomorrow. The Ramban says that it's a midah of Eke. It goes through different pirushim in what Eke is, and it means that the midah of Rachmim can draw on the tomorrow as well. That's midas Rachmim. The Sharm says Rachmim is not the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater on what he's not mevater on what you did, but rather he extends the time, meaning I'm taking consideration tomorrow in what I'm doing today. That's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yiyah doesn't just mean he will be then. Right now, when I say Yudke Vavke, when I say the God that is, it means Hashem, who also allows to include an asid into what I get. So when is it relevant? It's relevant when a person's today does not merit anything. His yesterday and what was, it doesn't seem to be enough capital to keep it going. My service, it says, Chazal says, Chus Avis is Tamu, Bris Avis not, but Chus Avis, there comes a time when that also gets exhausted. But there's always a Kadosh Baruch Hu that allows, in certain cases, that we can tap into what we're going to do. You know, that like he told Moshe Rabbeinu, that Vezelecha Ois, that you're going to be standing in Har Sinai and Kabbal Torah, what kind of ois is it? It will happen. The answer is he's telling him you can tap in now into what's going to happen and make it part of it. I want to bring a dugma from the world of tshuva. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah, a very famous Rabbeinu Yonah. It sounds very nice, but it's hard to get a sense of why exactly. Rabbeinu Yonah says that if a person commits to doing what he's told by a Rav or Mochiach that's right, then the person instantly becomes a different person. In other words, when a person commits not to specific things even, but to follow what's right as defined, obviously not by myself who's corrupt, but by somebody who's not, if I attach myself to something like that, I instantly reap the profits of what that will lead me to. Because once I'm committed to that, then I can take the future of it into account. It's a very famous Rabbeinu Yonah, and it's in its amkus, it means this anhaga of taking some sort of future and bringing it into it. We started before this golos that's in Mitzrayim is a paradigm for all golos that will be, and every golos gets to a point where you feel you've run out of any type of past assets. It's like by Yosef Mitzrayim, they said the money's finished, the land is finished, everything's finished. That's what the Ramban says in Vayechi, that the golus in Vayechi, the golus going to Mitzrayim, is a prototype for all golusim, and most especially, it's a prototype for our present golus. And the point that he emphasizes most is, it's a hopeless situation. It's a hopeless situation in the sense that we've gone into Golas, disappeared into Golas, doesn't seem to be as if anything is working anymore. Yofshatz Maisenu, he says, we've become dried bones, nothing doing. So Moshe Rabbeinu came and he told Ibn Hashem, I'm going to tell them, Hashem HaKev HaSeichem Shlachani, they will say, we don't get it. We're finished. We are so far. The others, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were the people who brought in Emunah of Yichud Hashem into the world, and we are over the Avodah Zarah doing Kol Davar Aser. In other words, they're saying, what do we have of the others left? The Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah in his first Perek, he speaks about how Avodah Zarah got started in the world, discusses it at great length. He then explains how Avram broke out of that and rediscovered the world of Emunah and Ribbono Shelo. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were the ones that brought it back again to the world. And then when we went to Mitzrayim, he says, Kimat kot nishkach ikagor lazeh. We just about dropped the ball entirely. In other words, we had sunk into Avodah Zarah to a degree where it just about was gone. Anything we were holding onto a bare thread, and there was nothing there until HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered the Shavuot Avos and so on and so forth. So Klal Yisrael is telling him, the God of today can't be there for us because we are so far from it, and we've run out of steam of yesterday's God. We don't have the schus of Avraham Yitzchak because we are so far from it. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, yes, but there's one more anhaga in Shem Hashem of Rachmim, and that's Eke, that if I'm headed to something good, I can borrow on that, and I can take out credit on that. That was the start of it. But we mentioned before the beginning of the Ramban who starts it, that the tachlis was not to start anew. The tachlis was to be mamshich avis. Once we borrow the credit, So let's give an example again of something and similar, so that we get the idea that of what we're talking about. Imagine I had a factory, and the factory fizzled out. It didn't work, and it needs a new infusion of capital. The idea might have been a good idea. Whatever happened, it's not working now. And right now, the assets are worth zero. I go to the bank, and again, I only borrow not because there's any assets now I can offer, but because in the future there'll be assets. If the bank lends me the money and I restart it, the factory that's successful today is really the factory that I built all the way before. It's now the same factory. True that at the midpoint, what was gone. But once I rejuvenated, I all of a sudden realized this was the idea I had originally. This is what factors have originally. Yeah, I ran out of cash and it would have died. But it's Igloi Moslem Afreya that's the original bank. The Tachlis of the Geula is not just to draw an egg and to start with them. That's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is to start with them, but then Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Nir Elai, and so on. And Hashem Elokei Ivri Nikralim, and so on. Once I put Eke into the process, I now have the tools for reclaiming what was. Let's give another example, just an example more current in closer to a world of Ruchnius. Once upon a time, there was a yeshivas and Ruchnius and learning in Klal Yisrael and so on and so forth. It, through a difficult period, and Kimat Kot became extinguished. And you needed a lot of American gimmicks to start it. And you said you have to do what's good now and so on. But the tachlis of it wasn't to stay with American gimmicks, to raise a generation that would learn Tzais and Nesivis and Lomdis and everything like that. So true that when you restarted, you had to step forward, but you were trying to rejuvenate what was, and it worked. That's the process that happened over here. I want to bring it much closer home. Every single person has a malach that teaches him Torah before he comes to this world. That is the seed of the avos in every person. Every person has that seed in him. It becomes forgotten. So yes, Chazal speak about the makkah that the malach gives. The malach explains what that is exactly. But the practical is, as we grow up, so certainly if the surroundings are not the most beneficial, conducive to learning, but even without that, a person through Yaldus and Nairus, a lot of turmoil, a lot of difficulties. The Lamdin that was there in potential in Uber Meimo is not the Lamdin, it doesn't appear at the age of 5 or 6 or 10 or 12 and so on. Now, a person, some people have it easier, some people struggle, some people have a hard time. And if you look back, a lot of times, I don't think that now I can say that I have something. And what was with the Malach and all that, it's a wonderful Chazal and it's probably true, but none of it, I can't sit and try to remember, what was it the Malach said in the Sugi over here? That doesn't work. It doesn't seem, we have a very hard time believing that we have in ourselves that potential that was implanted in us, just not like that. We do have one avenue, and that's in every Golos, there's a Shem Erke that you can draw on a future commitment. If a person wants to, and again, if you want to be Gadol HaDor, good luck. I don't know that there's a Chil like that, and I don't know if there's a Gili that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Gadol HaDor. If you want to be a Talmud Chacham, a person who knows Torah Kefi what his Nefesh knows, and a person, that's his ideal, that's his real ideal, and he does what he can to get to it, the person has credit card. The name of Eker of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the credit card that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every person galus. And every person in his own life goes through a mini galus of that tekufa where he's trying to bring out in himself the ruchnius and the Torah that was latent in him. Every person has it. Even so certainly people whose surroundings didn't give much to bring it out, and even people did. That's the teva, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us to, just like all of Klal Yisrael went through a galus until the geula, we go through a personal galus. Nairus and yaldus are not easy tekufis and not dafka tekufis that are so conducive to ruchnius. When a person makes that commitment, he can borrow against it, like Rabbi Yonah says. Whatever the future is going to be, I can borrow against the future. And again, if you fantasize a future, that's not a future. It has to be the future that's in me. I know that in me I have ruchnistic kochos to understand Torah, to do what's right, to become a different person. If a person commits to that, then he can draw on it. And more than that, what happens is a certain when we speak about people, and it's true, most people struggle in learning, and then there's like a breakthrough where things fall into place a lot more quickly than they've been done before. It's time and again you see it. It's not uncommon at all. It's probably more common than not common. People push and it's struggle and it's difficult, and then things just snap into place, and the progress is way beyond what was before. And the answer was, because that's the point that connects the Elokei Avaseichem, whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into us, to the Hover and to the Asit. It's exactly the process that says here, Eke Shlachani Aleichem is step one, and then it becomes Hashem Elokei Avaseichem, Nirolai, and so on. So it's amazing. We come to Klal Yisrael and say, Hashem Elokei Avaseichem, they say, what are you talking about? You come to somebody and you say, you know, you have these kochos in you, you have this Torah in you, you have this ruchnis in you, and we honestly don't believe it. And we shouldn't believe it. Then we say, but you can commit yourself. And if you commit yourself to doing what's right and what's you and your neshama, then you're able to draw on that. That's something we do instinctively feel, and we do believe. The chiddush is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to bring out what's inside, and it'll happen. So the tekufa that a person spends now, these years in yeshiva, are incredible years. They start with a knowledge that we're not holding where we should be. The understanding is that what we draw on is this promise of asidus, of Hoyahoy V'yir, that if we decide that we're going to be, that we're going to be, we're moving towards an Asid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. The Rabban says that another meaning of Eke Asher Eke, the double Lashon is, Ma'ata Hoyve Afani Hoyve, I keep in step with you. The way you reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to you. If you reach out by committing to a model of yourself that is Toiv and Yasher and Torah and so on, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you that. The Siyata Deshmaya that we get when we make that type of commitment and we follow through is we rediscover in ourselves that it's been there all along. We rediscover those things that have been there latent in us and waiting to come out. So, Be'ez Hashem, so, like I said before, it's a wonderful makom. I'm always in a lot of admiration for the makom. I see the work with the Bachon that come here, Bachon to come to us. And Be'ez Hashem, it requires committing and knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to draw on the Asid as strong as our paradigm for what we want to be is. That's how much we can draw on that Cheshbon. And if we draw on it and we follow it, then Be'ez Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back everything that was waiting to come out. The Hoy V'Yir all become one package deal. The Ek and the Kev Seichem come together, Be'ez Hashem. Thank you very much. the time is a little off. I know you wanted to finish.
Perfect.
Okay, we'll say that.